I just moved here, and I say all over because I pretty much lived all over. I came here recently from Seattle, and then before that I was in New Mexico, and before that I was in Boston, and then Maine, and I've lived in the Bay Area and Austin, Texas, and so pretty much all over. And I drove a school bus in almost all those places. So anyway, so this is my work. And I was 18 years old. I grew up in San Diego, and I got my girlfriend pregnant in high school. And we were, so we graduated, and I was 18. I didn't know what to do. We got married in this really strange place in Yuma, Arizona, called Gretna Green's Wedding Chapel. And it was like this drive-up kind of wedding place, only, and it was pretty sad. So we got married, we came home, and I'm going, what am I going to do? I have to figure out a way to make money to take care of her. She's going to have a baby. So I started selling encyclopedias. You could always get a job selling encyclopedias. And some of the young people here, which aren't many, don't even know what an encyclopedia is. They know what Wikipedia is, but think if Wikipedia was like 30 books. That would be what an encyclopedia is. So I worked for this company, and I can't really remember. I think it was called New Standard. And they gave you a script to learn. And in this script, you would, if you did the script perfectly, you would, like, sell the books. And I figured that out right away. So I would knock on the door, and I would say, I'm new at this, and so I'm going to read what I'm supposed to say. And the whole thing was like, it was amazing. It was like this think tank, like Rand or somebody, figured out how to do it. And it worked 100% of the time, pretty much, if you did it right. And here's what you do. You knock on the door, and you say, you've been picked to receive a set of encyclopedias. And you say, I would like to demonstrate, you know, these encyclopedias, because we're not going to just give them to anybody randomly. You know, we need to know that you are going to appreciate the encyclopedia. So they would invite me in the house, and I'd start talking about the encyclopedia, and you have all these brochures, and I would lay brochures down on the floor, and they would have, you know, atlases, and they'd have the children's books, and you'd have all this kind of stuff. And it was like, and the anatomy, you always had the A volume. And the A volume, because it had the anatomy section, it was always these cellophane plates, so you could see through the body. And it was pretty cool in those days. So I would get them really excited. And so you're going to give them this set. And they're really excited, right? So then you say, but if we're going to place this set with you free, we would like you to keep the set up to date for at least 10 years. And that's really easy to do. It's only $12 a year, you know, for 10 years. And they go, oh, well, we could do that. And so then you say, but if you would, like, consolidate the time and pay it off in a like 3 years or something, which comes out to about $12 a month or something, then we will give you these children's encyclopedias, and we give you all of this and that. And pretty soon the whole living room floor is just covered with these glossy brochures. And of course, they're like, and you have these little lines like, you know, for only 30 cents a day, you know, you're going to have all of this, you know. And by the time you're done, they're hooked. And so then you say, sign right here, and they give you $50, and you get to pocket it. And so I was amazingly good at it. And I was selling like 4 to 8 sets a week, and this is 1961, so I was making almost $400 a week. That was a lot of money. And it went to my head. I mean, it was like, so like our boss was this, he was like a zoot suiter. He was from Mexico, and he was really cool, and I wanted to be like him. And we'd actually stand on the corner with this chain and go. I mean, I thought it was so cool, you know. And I'd go down to Ensenada with him, and I'd ride on the back of his motorcycle. And so anyway, and I was so good at it, they had me teaching people. And so what happened was, well, let me tell you one story, which is really funny. Sort of. Anyway, I was in this apartment building, and here's a couple, and I'm doing the whole spiel, and then I hear this screeching noise and this loud kind of like that, and then thud, and I'm going, what is that? And they had one of those trundle bed things, and they said, well, that's the bed that came out of the wall. So I went on with my spiel, and then pretty soon I hear this boom, 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 boom. I'm 18 years old, you know. And I lost it. I couldn't. I just said, I can't do this. So anyway, I wasn't successful with them. So, but then here's what happened. There is this poor family, and I did my spiel. And the husband was in the Navy, and they didn't have much money. But I was so good at it that they really wanted it. And they didn't have the money. And $12 a month was really too much money. But I didn't know that. I was just going, like, I got them. And they said, well, we don't have $50. You'll have to come back. So I came back, and the woman, who is this little short Hispanic woman, she chased me around the house with a sickle. And said, you know, you are an evil person. And I went, wow. And I was an evil person. I mean, it really like woke me up. And I went, what have I been doing? And so because I just was like laying this thing on these people. So then what I did was I would go out because I didn't know what else to do. And I would knock on people's doors and say, I'm supposed to, like, you know, do this thing with encyclopedias, but, you know, I really don't want to do it. And I would end up eating dinner with them. It was like, and so I'd just hang out. And then the boss would come around and pick me up at 9. You know, they'd drop you off at 6 or something, and then you would sell, and then they'd come around and pick you up at 9. So anyway, I decided that that was my career as a... I dropped out. I mean, I couldn't do it anymore, but I really learned something about integrity because I always thought about that lady who just said I was evil. So anyway, that's my work.